Hey, I just bought a hybrid because I wanted to save money at the pump, but I paid extra for it, a premium on top of the MSRP. I know, I shouldn't do that, but we really needed a car, and that's the way I decided to go. Tom Appel, I hope you're not judging me too much for that statement I just said, but it is getting good mileage, my hybrid, compared to my old car, and that just got me thinking, as did your conversation with John Williams yesterday about these new regulations, about how much money hybrids and electric vehicles really do save you. Tom, thanks for hopping on the program with us.
Oh, happy to be here.
By the way, 312-981-7200. Tom, I'm sure you wouldn't mind if someone had a question or two and they called in, right?
No.
All right.
Fine.
312-981-7200. Any question you have about electric vehicles or hybrids. I have a really dumb question, Tom, but I see this all the time on social media. Maybe it's not a dumb question. It's a real concern. People say, I'm not going to buy an electric vehicle because when I charge it at home, it's going to cost me just as much as fuel does. True or false?
No, that's very false.
Okay.
In the Chicago area, where we currently pay 15, 16 cents per kilowatt hour, you should save about two-thirds on your automotive energy relative to buying gas.
So it's about 66% less you're paying. And I imagine if gas prices go up even higher, that would be even more.
Correct. Actually, that number is based on pre-supply chain, pre-COVID gas costs. So actually, that would be a little bit higher right now.
Right. And how do most people charge their vehicles at home? If I'm someone that's looking to get one, what do I need to buy something new to charge it faster, or can I just plug it into the wall?
That's a great question. You do want, and pretty much you need, a home charger. If you were to charge something like a Chevrolet Bolt, which is back on sale now after the recalls, at home using a wall outlet, it would take you 60 hours to charge it from empty to full.
60? 60?
Yeah. You can reduce that to 10 hours by getting a home charging station.
So the theory is that most people don't drain it every single day and then have to wait 3 days.
Right.
If you drain it 20%, that's going to be one-fifth of the time. I don't want to do the math. But overnight, in theory, you'll be fine to go out the next morning, right?
Yeah, most people, for most cars, will have a full charge when they wake up in the morning.
Well, then how do you do a road trip? Like, if you could, some of these things can go 400 or 500 miles. I guess that covers a lot of ground. That's like an eight-hour road trip. If you're going any further than that, you're going to have some problems, right?
Right, yeah. You're going to have to find a charging station, and anyone who owns an EV will hook up with a charging station network, be it Electrify America or EVgo or one of those, maybe multiples, because you really all you hold is a credit card. And you will be looking for charging stations that have level 3 fast chargers. And depending on the car and how low you are, you can get about 80% of a charge in most cases in about 45 minutes.
Oh, okay. So if you planned lunch or dinner or something around that stop, you can make it work. How is there like a map or a grid somewhere, like on an app or somewhere, to find these charging stations?
Yeah, it's usually pretty convenient. Every one of the EV charging station providers has an app. And additionally, depending on the vehicle you own, it's built into the navigation system as well. So usually the car can find you a station.
I mean, we're talking about every manufacturer now has an electric vehicle on the market or soon to be.
Soon to be, yes.
That's incredible. How much mileage on a hybrid? I mean, are hybrids, I just bought one, so I hope the answer's good. Hybrids can still be a good in-between, right, for people that maybe don't want to go full electric but want to start saving money and helping the planet out a bit.
Yeah, there are the actual full-duty hybrids, like the Toyota Prius, for example, that people intentionally buy as a hybrid. But a lot of vehicles now are hybrid, and people don't even know it. A lot of European luxury vehicles now include mild hybrid systems, which can improve fuel economy a little bit. And you don't pay for those. There's no hybrid badging. It's just a thing that's built into the system.
Okay, so you bought it without even knowing it. All right, Tom, I'm going to put you on hold, okay?
Sounds good.
312-981-7200. Your questions about electric vehicles or hybrids, how much money are you actually going to save? We'll get to more of that. I don't know if there's electric vehicles on the roadway, Mary. You probably don't have that data in front of you
for
your traffic report. You can't tell.
No, sorry.
Okay, but give it to us anyways. Your Money Matters here on 720 WGN. Tom Appel joining us of Consumer Guide Automotive. He knows pretty much anything you need to know about a car. Tom, we got a lot of questions coming on the line. You ready to handle a couple of them?
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Carl first. Hey, Carl. Oh, I just hung up on Tom because I forgot to lock him in. Carl, how are you doing here today, Carl?
I'm okay, John. How are yourself?
You're going to help me stall while Iridian really quickly gets Tom back on the line.
Would you like to talk about the weather or sports or what?
I don't know. The weather, not too good. Sports. What do you feel about those Cubs and Sox here this year, Carl?
I don't know. I hope they both do well. How's
yeah,
that?
That's good. All right, guess what? I've got Tom on. So, Rudy, why don't you lock Carl in so I can get Tom on the line and not hang up on Carl now and do a rigmarole. There we go. And now I'm going to bring in Tom. Tom, you're my favorite guest, and I hung up on you, my friend. I'm sorry.
I'm all right.
All right, Carl. Why don't you get us your question now?
Yeah, hi, John. Hi, Tom. Hey, Tom, is lithium ion the basic technology for these batteries now? How long do they last? And when they die, what does something like that run as far as cost?
That is a bunch of great questions. The answer is simple, yes. Almost every EV that we're going to see in the near future is powered by a lithium-ion battery. That's the chemistry that we have, and that's the chemistry we're going to have for a while. There's an advanced state of that called solid state, still the same chemistry. Toyota is talking about, for its new BZ4X, which is a compact crossover due out very soon, 90% retention of capacity for 5 years. So the battery should last a very long time. Additionally, the amount of battery degradation tends to drop as the battery gets older. So it should last easily 10, 15 years.
And how much is that again, Tom, did you say for a replacement? I might have missed that. I've been reading a lot of texts.
Well, I didn't talk about the battery replacement cost.
Okay.
It depends on the car. I've heard very high prices for things like Tesla batteries, which can be between 10 and 20,000 batteries.
Whoa.
I don't think we, or dollars, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know if we know the price yet for the cars that are coming out now.
Okay, that's certainly something to consider. Carl, did that answer your question?
Absolutely. Thanks, gentlemen.
Thank you very much. And let's go to Bill, because Bill, you kind of weighed that yourself, didn't you, Bill?
Yes, I drive a lot, 25,000 miles a year. I went back to a four-cylinder Corolla. I had a hybrid. In the winter, the mileage is cut basically in half, especially in the super cold months. I had to replace the battery. It was $3,000. That negated any savings that I thought I was having. So I'm back to a four-cylinder Corolla. I get 35 miles per gallon all day, no problems.
Wow.
It'll last me 250,000, 300,000 miles.
Did you say that the hybrid battery cost you that much money, or was it an EV?
Yeah, it was three grand. It was for a Prius.
Okay. Now I'm worried about
it. Wiped out any savings. Right now, it's a rich man's toy, in my opinion. And once the state starts settling in and not getting the gas tax dollars from people buying gas, they're going to start probably taxing people per mile for these electric cars.
Interesting.
And right now, they're more expensive to even register.
So. Yeah. All right. Well, Bill, thanks for your input. I know it's a tough decision. Tom, any reaction to the things that Tom had to say there?
Oh, I'm interested in the battery replacement cost. The manufacturer's warranty on most electric vehicles and hybrid vehicles is 8 years, 100,000 miles.
Yeah.
So somehow demonstrating that the battery was flawed or defective obviously didn't happen there.
Right, exactly. Look, these are things that people have to weigh. I know it seems like an easy decision, but at least now the price of these vehicles is starting to become pretty comparable, right?
It's getting close, yeah. And this summer it's going to get better. There are five different compact crossover electric vehicles hitting the market either this summer or early fall that all are priced right around $40,000 to start. And if you can apply the federal tax credit, if you can make use of that, these vehicles are then in the low 30s, which is very comparable. That's a very compelling price.
Does outside temperature matter much? This is from the 312. Is it worse to have electric vehicles in the super cold winters that we have? Does it drain the battery more? What impact does it have there?
Yeah, it has a huge impact, and that's worth knowing for people in Chicago. It can be as dramatic as a third of your range disappearing. Now, that's worst-case scenario. If you charge your vehicle indoors, you will not see that much degradation in the cold. But driving around in the cold, yes, especially if temperatures drop below 30 or 20 degrees, you will see some battery capacity degradation.
Are we starting to see big, I know that we all have, there's more electric vehicles out there. Is their popularity going up? Are we seeing way more sales as well?
Yeah, the vehicles that are available or the vehicles that are coming out seem to be hugely popular. Ford, for example, can't build enough of the Ford Mustang Mach-E, or they've stopped taking orders for the Ford F-150 Lightning, which is their electric pickup truck. Likewise, I think Volkswagen is having a supply issue with the ID.4, which is a compact crossover that went on sale last year.
847 wants to know, what about all the electrical fires when charging? I got to admit, I'm naive to this. Is that a big story with these vehicles?
No, statistically, these numbers are really low, and somebody I know recently ran the numbers, and there are still more gasoline-powered vehicle fires than there are electric fires on a per unit basis. So there was, of course, the famous recall earlier this year and late last year of the Chevrolet Bolt, and there were 18 fires of those vehicles, and then Chevy General Motors ended up recalling all of those vehicles and replacing the batteries.
708 wants to know, is there still an EV tax credit?
There is. It doesn't apply to Tesla or General Motors anymore.
Oh, okay. And what is it?
It's $7,500, and it's a credit that does not roll over. So if you don't owe $7,500, you're not going to be able to take full advantage of the credit.
Oh, you would have to owe $7,500 in order to do it.
That's correct. Yeah, you will not receive cash if you don't.
That's true. I guess that makes sense. And that's only electric vehicles. That doesn't do anything with hybrids, right?
It depends on the hybrid. Like the Prius used to qualify. Actually, the Prius still does qualify, I believe.
Right, okay.
But there are hybrid. It depends. It's by battery size.
Right. Tom, someone from the 847 wants to know, is this, I mean, is the, as we get further along here, I think what they're asking is, as the decades progress, do we see this technology continue to get better and better, and should I just wait 5 or 10 years until it's perfected?
The automotive technology is pretty good. I think what we're waiting for is a better charging infrastructure. And if you can't arrange to have a charger at home now, I recommend waiting. If you have to rely entirely on public charging, it's going to take a while. It's going to be inconvenient. And not all of those systems are working that well right away. So we have to give the... They're working out the bugs.
847 wants to know, what do you think of Fisker EV? I don't even know what that is.
Fisker is a company founded by Henrik Fisker, a guy who used to do design work for Aston Martin and for Ford. He's a very interesting man, and he has tried before and failed to build a car company, but he seems close now, and the compact crossover he's going to be selling first is called the Fisker Ocean. It's very attractive, talking about a base price of $37,000. Should have a range of about 240 miles, but the compelling thing here is that it's very attractive. It's relatively affordable, and it would be fun to see a new company start up.
Tom, you always have answers to our questions, even after I hang up on you. You're a class act, okay?
Well, thanks for saying so.
We'll chat again soon. Tom Appel, publisher of Sounds Consumer good. Guide Automotive. Great guy.